This is Lawyers Who Needs Them. Back to your hosts, Jim and Randall.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Randall Simonetti, and my partner on the cowbell is James M. Hartman, Esquire.
Well, I wear it, so I don't get lost.
That's right.
People know where I am all the time.
They hear you. When they got to find you to bring you back into the courtroom, they just follow the cowbell. And in your case, more cowbell. Folks, you're here in time for this week's questions from our loyal listeners.
And now it's time for the main event.
All right. The professor has his thinking cap on. We don't want to add more weight because he's in terrible pain, but he's doing the best he can, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
All right.
I am.
William from Memphis, Tennessee writes, Dear Jim and Randall, can a statute of limitations be extended, and is there a statute of limitations on serious crimes?
The answer to both questions is yes. Take a civil case. The parties can agree to extend the statute of limitations. You can put in a contract a longer or shorter period of limitations than the statutory provisions concerning actions for breach of contract. Regarding serious crimes, yes, there are, except there is no statute. Now, again, don't forget, every jurisdiction is different. Every state is different, or may be different. Many are similar, but in many states, I believe, there is no statute of limitations on murder. But there is on felonies. It may be 5 years in some states, 7 years in another state, and so forth.
Okay.
So there are these statutes of limitations, even though the crime may be serious. And again, many states do not have any statute of limitations on murder.
On murder. So you can get 10 years in Leavenworth or 11 years in 12 worth.
That's right.
You just
got to
know what state you're in.
That's right.
All right. Larry from Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Well, that's where all the rich people live, in Franklin Lakes. Isn't that where the wives of New Jersey, they all live in Franklin Lakes? Let's see if they wrote in on this question. No, just Larry did. Dear Jim and Randall, it has been 3 years since I was hit by a car. Ooh, this is a serious one. Suffering serious injuries to my legs. I still can't work. My attorney is working on the case, but it seems to be taking too long. What should I do?
Well, call your attorney and ask him what's going on and make sure he tells you. And if you don't believe what he's telling you, you want to see evidence of what he's doing. But, however, it does take a while for these cases to get through. It depends on the jurisdiction. Some of the calendars and dockets are very crowded. Takes a while to prepare certain cases. You have to work with expert witnesses, probably medical experts, to testify as to the seriousness of your injuries and so forth. So that it may not be excessively long.
Three years.
Well, 3 years may not be excessively long. It's not in many places it takes 3 years to get a case with serious injuries tried.
Okay.
But,
right.
Again, the only thing I can suggest is that you
call,
check it with your lawyer
and see
what's going on.
All right. And he should give you a status regularly, should he not?
They do. They should give you a report. Right.
Okay. Absolutely. All right, Larry. We wish you the best of luck, and we hope you get better real soon. Darla from Huntsville, Alabama writes, Dear Jim and Randall, does an organization like Greenpeace violate international laws when they impede or interfere with a whaling ship harvesting whales as a part of their business?
Well,
now, you see this every once in a while. They catch this on film. The boats run in front of them, and they try to interfere.
Is that
legal?
You're talking. I can't answer the question.
I'm just asking a question.
Be quiet for a minute.
Sorry. I got a little carried away.
Darla, I can't tell you whether or not it violates international law. But I don't know what the laws are concerning whaling. I know there are limitations on whaling. And, you know, and what whales can be taken and where they can take them, how many can be taken. And Greenpeace doesn't want any taken. I think they
may be.
If they do impede, maybe they do violate it. I don't, honestly, don't know the answer to that question. However, I'm not sure.
But we appreciate you writing it in.
Anyway. You can't know it all. I don't know much about whales.
I see.
However, I would think that if you interfere with shipping, I know that can violate certain international law because that, you know, involves freedom of the seas and freedom of commerce and stuff like that. But I really don't know whether or not there's a violation of any law if they interfere with whaling.
All right. Well, you know, sometimes, Darla.
I mean, that'll learn you to keep your big mouth shut.
You know, sometimes. Anyhow, Grace from Shreveport, Louisiana writes, Dear Jim and Randall, what is a prenuptial agreement, and should I consider having one when I get married?
Well, Grace, it depends. You know, it's not a sign of love when you go to someone and he says, by the way, I like a prenuptial agreement. usually in a first marriage, you don't go in for it.
Yeah, yeah.
But after that, yes, I would agree that you're probably, if you're an adult, you've got grown children, depends on, a lot of things depend on the conditions. But a prenuptial agreement is an agreement which determines in advance the division of property in the event that the marriage breaks up or in the event of the death of one of the spouses. In other words, if you don't have a prenuptial agreement, then by you may have an interest in your husband's estate, but he may say, "Look, we're older folks now. You got your own wealth, I have mine. You have your own poverty, I have mine, and therefore we all have an agreement. What's yours is yours, what's mine is mine, and we make an agreement to distribute the property other than would be provided in the law or provided in a will."
Okay.
So that what it really relates to is that kind of thing and what happens in that event.
And famous people do this all the time so they can make sure their wealth goes to their family.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Okay,
right,
very good. Right, right. If you're famous, Grace, call us right back. We'll have you on the show.
All right, Grace.
Thank you for the question. It's a very good question. Charles from Fargo, North Dakota writes, "Dear Jim and Randall, what is a show cause order? And how is it used?"
Well, the show cause order is a quick way to get a determination of something. For instance, if I were to ask for relief in a certain kind of an injunction, let's take an injunction.
Okay.
And I want a temporary restraining order, and I need it quickly because if they continue to do what they're doing, there'll be irreparable harm done.
Okay.
I go to court, usually ex parte, which means only on my part, on the basis of evidence, affidavits and so forth, and try to get a show cause order, which is an order which simply says you, to the other party, are required to show cause why the court should not do the following, enjoin you from this and that and the other.
Okay.
And it's returnable in much less time than a regular motion or a regular petition or a regular complaint, depending on the jurisdiction, how you determine that, what terminology you use. So you can do it on very short notice. And there's a temporary restraining order. Then there's a preliminary or a temporary injunction, and then there's the trial for a permanent injunction. But the thing that starts it to get temporary relief is a show cause order. Now, another thing is that a show cause order may be, in another instance, not only for timeliness, but where the person himself has to be served with this order, which says you're to show cause why you should not be punished for contempt because you did so forth and so on and so forth. So it's an order which requires prompt action on behalf of the person served.
That's a great answer.
I thought so. But you got to realize I'm a great person.
That's true.
I'm a wonderful person.
Charles, we hope you're a great person, and we hope you understand
Charlie,
that more than
you
did before, because I don't have a clue after he answered that question.
Randall doesn't have a clue of anything.
That's true.
And he not only doesn't he know anything, he doesn't suspect anything.
That's very funny. You know what? You should be in Hollywood.
Yeah, the walk will do me good.
Right, exactly. When we come back, we're going to find out how a New York senator did a really bonehead thing.
Right.
You're listening to Lawyers Who Needs Them. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
I'm Jim Hartman.
And right about now, we talk to Mr. Hartman in his own terms. We sue him. Actually, in this portion of Hartman's Law, the question is to sue or not sue. This week, New York State Senator Jim Alesi, our own senator here, filed a lawsuit against the couple and their builder because he fell and was injured while exploring the half-completed home. The couple and the builder did not want to press trespassing charges against the senior New York senator, so they took no action against him. However, once the 3-year trespassing statute of limitations ran out, Senator Alesi filed his own lawsuit 24 hours later, and just under the time limit for his lawsuit.
Yeah. Last day.
Right. Members of the local media, local politicians, and the community at large were outraged and pressured the senator to drop the lawsuit or resign. The senator said that he was sorry. He did drop the lawsuit, by the way, under that pressure, for causing such anxiety for the people and the builder. My guess is, or maybe I should pose the question to you, James, where did the senator get this brilliant advice?
I don't know where he got it. Probably in a lunatic asylum. But the fact is that, first of all, he was trespassing.
Right.
What he went on this property where they were building houses.
Right, exactly.
He went into a house which was not a model, which was under construction.
Went
down there, took a ladder, put up the ladder. There wasn't no staircase, so he climbed the ladder to look to see what was doing on the second floor and fell down and broke a leg.
He got
and
seriously injured.
He's suing the other guy.
Right.
So he, you know, even if he wasn't a senator, that would be a stupid thing to do. However, sometimes you overlook stupidity when it comes to a state senator, because you got to understand they don't get elected on brains and they don't get elected on knowledge. They get elected on, I think, the fact that they prove that they are more stupid than anybody else. And that's how they get their votes. Well, this fellow, he got ripped apart in the New York City Daily Newspaper.
Right. He made the national news.
They tore him up and down.
But doesn't he have advisors that would give him advice on
what
this?
What has he got an advice? What are they going to advise him?
That this is a dumb thing to do.
Doesn't he know it's a dumb? If you're that dumb, I don't believe an advisor can get through to you. This is talking to a stone. I'm in this guy.
He's a consummate politician. He's a senior New York senator. He can't figure out the implication of this action.
Of course he can. That's what he. But nope, maybe he can't. But if he can't, he's a consummate wacko. He's a consummate dope.
Is it possible that the attorney said to him, Senator, we're just going to take advantage of the insurance money here, and the builder and the couple will never be hurt. No one will know the better. Is that possible?
Anything's possible. I wasn't there.
Oh,
anything's
I thought
possible.
You were everywhere. I thought you were omnipotent and omnipresent.
I am, whatever you call those.
Well, all we can say is, ladies and gentlemen, hats off, a genius.
Sorry. Hats on, a moron.
Oh, my God. These are the people that are making legislative decisions that affect our lives on a day-to-day basis, and they demonstrate judgment the equivalent of an ear of corn.
Oh, I gotta tell you, this guy.
Well, folks, we hope you don't have to suffer under this kind of governmental representation, but it's kind of a funny story, so we shared it with you today. Have a great week. Be kind to your neighbors, and remember, no matter what happens, even if a senator shows up, don't sweat the small stuff.
And remember, folks, it's all small stuff.